KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Good afternoon. This is Donna Hearn with Encounter, and we're just excited to have you, the listener, with us. And we're also excited to welcome for the first time to the microphone a gal who's become a good friend, and I think you're going to have a good time listening to some wonderful things, positive solutions in a toxic world. With that, Tina Marie Griffin is our guest this afternoon, and she's had quite an interesting career besides being a mom and homeschooling her kids. She's a former Hollywood actress. She is known as a pop cultural expert because she's been exposing the lies of what this pop culture is all about for the last 15 years as she's traveled around, spoken to all kinds of conferences. And she's also shared on a program, her live program, Hollywood Exposed. She's the founder of Counter Culture Mom, LLC, and is the host of this program, The Hollywood Insider, which is a live broadcast featuring various guests covering topics that equip parents. Listen to that, folks. Equip parents on how to keep their kids safe while engaging in media and technology. Now, that is a challenge. And with that, Tina, welcome to Encounter.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're just, as I said, excited to have you with us and to be talking with you this afternoon, because I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on saying why the culture is toxic, do we?
No, I think everybody out there today can easily see it. And the question I get a lot when I speak at parent conferences and meet people on the road is, Tina, what can we do about it? Can you just tell us what to do? That's literally what I'm asked when I go speak places. So that is what I'm all about, is to help parents and equip them on what to do about the problem. It's all over the place. Even if we don't want to be looking at it or exposed to it, it's in the grocery store aisle with the magazines at 3 feet above the ground, which is actually illegal. But our kids are seeing it, even if we want to try to shelter them. So it is all over, and there's a lot we can do about the problem.
Well, I know, Tina Marie, and I know you do radio, so you know that how important it is to send a message out strong and clear to parents about what's happening, because this is such a wonderful medium. But I know that years and years and years ago that I was on a obscenity commission. That's what it was called in those days. I served for 9 years in our county here on that board, and we wrote the actual statutes, the laws for our county. We actually proposed them, and then they were written and presented and adopted for our county about the culture, because we realized at that time, many years ago, that the things in the culture, such as those magazines that you talked about, were toxic. They were actually placed initially. The marketers put them that low to get the kids engaged and involved in pornography. And it was their way of luring them in with these voluptuous women on the covers and provocative things that were right at their eyesight. And the fact that there were laws passed to stop that was because we had a culture back then that saw that. Now, you're fighting today. You've got children, and I'm beyond that. I've got grandchildren, but I have seen that we don't seem to care anymore. What do you say to that?
I say I agree with you. I believe that there's people that don't care, and they don't care what their kids are involved with. They use the iPad and these type of magazines, especially the tech devices, as a form of babysitting. Which really freaks me out. I just got back from a grocery shop run with all four kids. I homeschool my kids. They're 9 and under. I have four little munchkins. And I saw one mom that literally had her 3-year-old scrolling through YouTube on her iPhone in the shopping cart like an hour ago. And I see that a lot. So there are parents that don't care or just aren't aware. They don't realize the dangers that lurk on there. When I do seminars, I have parents saying, what? Grand Theft Auto has that type of content with beheadings and burning bodies, and you are the murderer as the gamer? And I'm like, yes, it's this bad. It's literally this bad, and it should be illegal if it isn't illegal, which is a whole other radio show we could do. And then you have the parents that do care, but they're just not sure what to do. They're overwhelmed. They're trying to get food on the table. They're working a full-time job to pay bills. And so they have 5 minutes a day maybe to do some research on Beyonce and what she lately pumped out. But a lot of it is they just don't have the time. They're overwhelmed. And that's why with the ministry that I have at counterculturemom.com, on my website, I have easy to apply tips and tools of the current pop culture that's bombarding our kids on a daily basis that busy parents can read in 2 minutes or watch a quick Hollywood Insider episode or even listen to it while they're driving or working out. And they will know what the latest info is and how to combat the problem and what are some positive alternative options to replace the stuff that their kids might currently be involved with. A lot of it is just people not knowing what pop culture is entailing these days.
You know, I agree with you, Tina Marie, and I would say that we need to let them know. Give us that. How do they get that app? Give us the steps so that our listeners right now can write this down. Get your pens out, folks, and can write this down and can go to this app so they can be a better informed parent.
Yes, thank you for that. The biggest thing is counterculturemom.com is the website, which connects you with 5 different social media platforms, if not more. If you go to my website, Counterculture Mom, or look me up on YouTube, Counterculture Mom, you'll see all my previous videos, videos that I included my Hollywood Exposed live show when I speak around the country and the globe. I have interpreters. A lot of stories where kids in Africa are literally being impacted by the top celebrities today. It blows my mind. But when you share this content with them, they're embarrassed and they take the shirts off. They break the CDs. They erase them off their iPods. The kids want to do the right thing. They just need guidance. So the website, counterculturemom.com, connects you all over. My YouTube channel has a lot of Hollywood Insider previous episodes, literally video clips of celebrities admitting they could care less for their fans. Those videos are on my YouTube channel as well. My speaking demo video, Mom Beware channel. I have like a separate playlist of just quick tips for moms and dads. But the Counterculture Mom app is literally in development as we speak. We have the one available now, the version Counterculture Mom app available on the Android for the Android phones, but the iTunes, to download it from iTunes for your iPhone, that will be done literally in the next 24 hours. They are right on the edge of pushing it out there. So in the next day or two, go to Counterculture Mom in your store for iTunes, download the app, and that is going to be phenomenal. I have a space on there for parents to inform us. Inform us if they see something going on in pop culture so I can blast it out to the rest of the parents on my social media, my whole tribe. So take a picture, take a video, send it in. It's very simple. It takes 2 seconds to do. It also has geofencing. So if I'm going to be in a certain city around the country speaking, people will no longer text me after, "I didn't know you were here. I wanted to come to your live show." It will notify them on their phone if they're within a 100-mile radius. They will know that I will be there to speak coming up in the days ahead. And with that, I just booked a 22-city tour with Alex McFarland, Josh McDowell, Lauren Green with Fox, Todd Starnes from Fox, and several other people. I'm very excited about that. So I will be traveling the country giving this live presentation, how to expose for parents to know what to do with the problem and how to keep their kids safe in their own homes. And when they're at their friends' homes across the street or at a sporting event at school, all regarding tech and media, and there's parameters to put on your phone to keep your kids safe, all of that I have shared on my website. The last big thing is if parents text the word media guide, no spaces, media guide, to the number 44222, within a minute, you will get in your inbox a sweet 4-page PDF to help you step-by-step do a pop culture purge in your home and give you a lot of positive entertainment options.
Okay, stop a second, Tina. We gotta repeat that because people need to hear it again. It's called you put into your phone, into the texting side, which is the side where you make people's phone calls, right?
Yep.
And you put
so in the number spot, you put 44222.
Three twos.
And 44222.
Okay, 44222.
So two fours and three twos.
Three twos, okay.
In the texting area, they just want to put the word media guide, no spaces, and hit send.
Okay, so you put in the number first, 44222, and then you put in the word media guide and hit send, correct?
You got it.
Okay,
no
okay.
Space between media guide.
No
and
space.
They'll ask you for your email address. You punch that in, hit send, and you will look in your inbox within a minute, and you'll have that guide. That has been hands down a very useful tool that I wish I would have had for the last 15 years of speaking, but I just got it done a year ago. It's currently being updated. It'll be updated in the next 24 hours as well. That guide will totally walk through the parents the process of what's in my home, what magazines, how do I have conversations with my kids? That's a big one. All of it will be in that guide. The top spots to go to, depending on the issues you have, or if you just want, Tina, I need a list of 50 amazing, friendly, family-friendly, clean video games. What are they? I have that in my list. How about 300 songs that I know my kids can listen to and it's not graphic sexual content and the lyrics? I have that in my guide. That way, I can guarantee parents listening right now, if you're having issues with your kids right now, check their media diet. I can guarantee you that if we only put positive in our kids' heads and really pay close attention to who they look up to as far as role models and the info going that they listen to and they watch, within a week, we will notice a major difference in their attitudes, their conversation with us, their dreams and goals in life. They'll be less depressed. They'll do better with grades. Just in a week, I've been slammed over the years of people saying, I took your week challenge and I can't believe a difference in my life just by ditching the negative entertainment.
So basically, folks, we're going to go to a break, and we're talking with Tina Marie Griffin, and she is actually considered to be the counterculture mom. That's the title of her website, counterculturemom.com. You can go to that, and there's all kinds of goodies she's just talked about. We're going to talk about that on the other side. But she has a story to tell about how she got there. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute.